Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we welcome you and pray that you're blessed as you listen. And just know that we are on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And also, I always like to mention, should you miss a broadcast or would like to rehear one, please feel free to go to our unveiledchrist.org website, and you can click on the broadcasts and listen anytime at your convenience. They're archived there for a number of years. Well, before we go into what the Lord would have for this broadcast, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Father, I thank you for your goodness. Lord, this is the day the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. And Lord, through every moment of our days, your desire is that we can be aware and sensitive to you. Because, Lord, if we will follow your leading, Lord, you can make a way through difficult situations, even in the very ordinary events of our day-to-day routine. You can show us ways that are new and interesting and time-saving and energy efficient and all sorts of wonderful things that to enliven any dullness or boredom that would set in with our day-to-day lives. And so, Father, right now, I ask for your blessings upon this broadcast, on this week's broadcast, Lord, that you will allow those who have need to hear a particular word, Father, that you would bring them, and Father, that your anointing would be upon not only the hearers, but Lord, as I deliver the word, Father, let it be the Holy Spirit of God ministering and bringing fresh manna to their lives and hearts. And for this, Lord, Jesus receives all the glory, and we thank you for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, as I was seeking the Lord for his direction this week, for those of you who are regular listeners, you know that generally there's a subject or a passage in Scripture, a topic in Scripture, and we generally take the entire week spending time on whatever the Lord has brought to us to look at and to minister upon. And so what I felt led to do today, we'll just see how the Lord causes it to flow, but I just wanted to speak, not in terms of a message, but just in terms of some miscellaneous practical tips that may be of help to you in your daily walk. You know what? Our God, thank God, He's a very present help in the time of trouble. He's a God of the crises, the God of those traumatic times in our lives, the loss of a loved one, loss of a job, or some tremendous thing that just upends our world. And yet, beloved, God is also the God of our ordinary days. He's the God of our routine. He's the God of our day in, day out lives that we live, getting up, going to work, or if you're retired, you have particular obligations or things you want or need to be doing. And God wants to interact and fellowship with us. And so I would just like to share some, what I hope will be, pray will be, some practical tips for your day-to-day lives. And if you are in a place where it's convenient, you might want to keep a pencil and pad close by so you can jot down some scriptures as they might apply to your situation. But the first thing that the Lord placed on my heart, there are some of you that are really exhausted right now, exhausted mentally, exhausted emotionally, and physically. And I want to pray right now, and I ask that you join me in prayer, that the Lord would supernaturally impart to you the strength that you need. Some of you are dealing with situations that are not of your own making, and yet there you are. You're right in the middle of it, and you have to carry on. You have to see it through till it's over, till it's finished. But you're absolutely worn out, and your nerves have been frayed. And just know that you are God's ambassador in that situation in which you're standing. And so I want to pray that God will strengthen you. And some of you are just physically tired. Some of you have been working extra hours, and you've had no personal time to yourself, and there's just been one thing after another. Some of you are in the home, and it's just the kids and the husband and friends, they're all making demands, and you just want to go and take a hot bath and shut off the world. And there's nothing wrong with that. But let's ask God to just minister to you. Father, you see those that are listening that are just tired and worn out. And Lord, they've just been dealing with such heavy burdens and troubles. But Lord, whenever we get to that place, I know when I've been to that place and I'm just worn out, I think of what Jesus said, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." So Lord, at times like that, I've missed it, and I've thought I've had to carry on in my own strength. And Lord, that's not your plan. That's not your will for us. We cannot deal with the problems that we encounter in these days in which we're living with our natural resources, with our natural strength, with our natural ability or wisdom. We must have that wisdom which is from above, which is first of all pure and peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, without hypocrisy. God, give us that divine wisdom from above. Cause to flow into us, Lord, that spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus, that we would know what he would have us to do. Father, just strengthen those who are listening right now, those who are so fatigued. Father, I release the power of God right now, the anointing of God to quicken them in their mortal bodies. I rebuke tiredness. I pray, Lord, they'll get the best night's sleep they've ever had in a long time. I pray, Lord, for mental refreshment. Lord, all those that burdens, Father, let the breath of your spirit just flow through them, flow over them to just blow away all those dark clouds of oppression, the negative thoughts, the negative words that have been spoken by others, Father. Let faith arise in their heart and let them find shelter and comfort in the secret place of the Most High. I praise you, Lord, and I thank you for it. Amen. And amen. Praise God. Well, to those of you who are exhausted and burned out, we've all been there at one time or another in our lives. And it's important that you pace yourself. You just say, well, Sister Glass, I've got so much to do. And you know, I've got to finish this and then I'll rest. But you know what? I have found that the work that I had unfinished is going to be waiting there for me on the next day. And as I'm getting up in years, I have learned to realize that I don't have to push myself quite so hard, that I can work a full productive day, and then I don't have to burn the midnight hours. I can go to bed trusting God for the wisdom and the strength. Beloved, he is so wonderful. The Holy Spirit is so great at giving you shortcuts. If you will seek the Lord, he can show you ways to make your time more efficient, and he can also save you steps. Before you go into that next room, think about what you need, what you have to do. He'll help you. And so you don't have to make three trips, you can make it in one trip. I'm giving you some practical trips. These are things I'm doing in my own life. And it's like, I constantly say, Holy Spirit, you are so smart. I would have never thought of that. And so, beloved, I invite you to let the Lord partner in your day-to-day lives. You know, the earth will keep on turning if you get 8 hours sleep. And, you know, if you're exhausted, you will be no good, not only to yourself, but to others. You know, I remember when my husband had a major heart attack. Of course, I was so concerned. I stayed with him. I was staying there all night. And the doctor finally said to me, he said, you need to go home and get some rest, or you will be in the bed next to him. So, beloved, it's It's not wisdom to just run yourself ragged. Jesus did not do that. He knew when to rest. He knew when to get away. He only had three years of public ministry, but he was never in a hurry. He paced himself. He waited on the Father, and it didn't matter how many people were demanding of him. Remember when he got the news that Lazarus was very ill? He didn't do anything. He waited 2 days until he clarified his disciples, he's dead. Now we can go and give glory to God. And so, beloved, I want you to know that everything will be all right. Trust God. Put those situations, your loved ones, in God's hands. Do the very best you can do, and then you know you can lay down at night knowing you've done the best and you've committed your cares, your burdens to the Lord, and you can trust in Him to work things out. You also you need to watch your lifestyle. Don't eat a bunch of junk foods and sugar and things like that. You need to eat a balanced diet, and you always need to be ready. You don't know when the next crisis is going to come. And remember that the joy of the Lord is your strength. What does the Word tell us? The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. And we should be exuding this all the time. Now, we sure don't do that, but that's our goal, beloved. If you're depleted, you'll get burned out, and you will be less than a testimony of what a victorious, triumphant Christian should be. And so, if you have problems in this area, if this has been more than just, you know, as we've prayed, just a bad day for you, I invite you to write, because I'm learning the secrets of learning to be very, very busy. And I'm in my 70s, and enjoy the day. Enjoy what God brings. I invite you to write. The announcer will give our contact information. I want you to know, my radio family, I pray for you every day. Some of you have never written. That makes no difference. Some of you are fairly regular, even though you've never written. Of course, then there's my UCM partners. I love you dearly. And those who write, I really get involved prayerfully in their lives. And I'm so excited, and I'm looking forward to even greater answers to prayer. I love you. I thank God for you. I thank you for the privilege of your time. And may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.